It's time now for another presentation on Alcoa's request for another 50-year license to control and use the Yadkin PD River to, among other things, generate electrical power, which it sells on the national power grid. Stanley County Commissioner Lindsay Donovan.
Thanks, Leon, for this opportunity to speak to you and your listeners. Here is what you need to know about the relicensing of the Yadkin River. The people of North Carolina should have the right to control and manage the waters of North Carolina, especially the major rivers. The supply and availability of water is one of the top issues in our state, and decisions we make now will affect us for decades into the future. There have been other aspects of the Yadkin relicensing process that need clarification, and I would like to address them now. I would like to update you on the Environmental Review Commission, clarify the Federal Power Act options, and comment on future actions. The Environmental Review Commission, or ERC, is an agency of the state charged with reviewing the connection between the Yadkin project relicensing, the state's water needs, and the available means to make improvements to our current circumstances. Its final report and recommendations are due February 1, 2009. The ERC is allowed to study many issues, including the transfer of the project's ownership and license to the state of North Carolina. Alcoa's claim that the legislature barred itself from this possibility is disingenuous. Alcoa did not want the study to take place, but it did not have the votes necessary on the legislative committee to stop it or even to change the language to guide the items to be considered. In any event, the ERC does not need Alcoa's permission to study the matter. The Legislative Committee, the North Carolina House, and the North Carolina Senate all voted unanimously in agreement with the language of this law as it is written. Members of the ERC staff have visited our area and met with county representatives as well as Alcoa. They are interested in and are listening intently to what we have to say. We understand that they plan to hold hearings in Raleigh in the next few months to review their findings before issuing their report. Now let's talk about the Federal Power Act. Section 7C of the Federal Power Act specifically and clearly provides that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, has the authority to recommend federal recapture at any time during the relicensing process, quote, for public purposes, end quote, and it can deny renewing a license so that Congress can act on its recommendation. This means that there is no deadline for this option right up to the time the FERC makes a decision. If there is information before FERC that makes the case that federal takeover with a transfer over to the state, for example, is in the public interest, then FERC can recommend to Congress that the federal government exercise its recapture right and transfer the project to a willing new owner for compensation. If Congress agrees, then such an alternative can be pursued under the law. See, the guiding assumption behind the Federal Power Act was that the major rivers of the United States belong to the people of the United States, and no one entity should be allowed to use those waters for its own profits or use. Congress decided with the passage of the Federal Power Act that the Yadkin River was a public resource. The legislation provided the potential for private development and public development, with licenses being issued to provide authority to generate electricity using the water. Both kinds of development were to exist, but every 50 years or so, the public could look at the record and decide whether the use of the river was so important that the public might be better served by a change in ownership. In the early 1900s, President Theodore Roosevelt gained notoriety for his fight against monopolies, the concentrations of wealth and power that undermine the workings of true free markets and democratic governments. We are presently reeling from the consolidation of power in the hands of global corporations pursuing selfish interests at the expense of the public. Presently, we are witnessing a democracy that appears to be more for the corporation and by the corporation than by the people and for the people. Theodore Roosevelt said, quote, "Keep your eyes on those who will try to get control of your water powers. Don't let go of them. We have been too free in the past. I have no objection to business making money, but I do not want corporations to make it at the expense of public interest." End of quote. We are currently creating an electronic library where you will be able to read the Federal Power Act text for yourself and see what it says about the recapture provision and other procedures for relicensing. I urge you to read it thoroughly to understand what it says and make up your mind about the opportunity that now exists. Watch for access information on the county website, and we hope to have this for you soon. Over 50 years ago, when Alcoa applied for the current license, it conceded the federal government's right to recapture the Yadkin project at the expiration of the license. And you will also be able to read what Alcoa said in that regard to the federal agency in order to obtain a new 50-year license for a hydro project on the Yadkin River. The important point is this. Teddy Roosevelt and his supporters had to compromise to get the law passed, but they fought to leave in certain provisions. They knew that they had to turn over much of the control of the waterways to private developers in the early 1900s, but they trusted that if they put the right words in the law, eventually, enlightened and better empowered future generations could seek the benefits that they were not politically able to bring fruition in their lifetime. The current review of the license based on the Federal Power Act is not irrelevant nor a waste of time or money. The future operation of the project is far from being determined. With the ERC study, citizens of North Carolina at least have a few options on the table. Other states own the license and choose who will operate the power generation. That option should be considered in North Carolina. Leon, your listeners have been told it would cost the state hundreds of millions to acquire the project. Alcoa acknowledged in its own application documents that the price tag is between $24 and $137 million. If it is more than that, I think the county and the state should presently be receiving substantially more in taxes from present operations, from either property tax or sales tax. If the state chooses to recapture the project, revenues from the project will reimburse the state in less than 2 years. The primary issue affecting the state is the future control of the Yadkin River's water. Your listeners have been told that a change in project ownership will not change the availability of water in the Yadkin, since the state would still need to ask FERC for permission on water usage. But if the state were the licensee, the state is the one that can propose changes, and FERC rarely denies a legitimate use proposed by the licensee. Thus, the future water needs of North Carolinians who rely on the Yadkin for drinking, recreation, and other uses could be subject to standards far different from that applied by a corporation that necessarily maximizes profit above its contributions to the public and to the state. Many people who live in Stanley County and actually throughout the region tell me, let's do this for ourselves, our children, and our grandchildren. It is an investment in our future that will allow us to become economically self-sufficient. Otherwise, it will be generations until a new 50-year license expires and provides us with another opportunity to assert our water rights and control what is rightfully ours. We do not have time to wait for that to happen. I agree, for you see, I believe that the people of North Carolina should have the right to control and manage the waters of North Carolina. Thank you very much, Leon.